a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. I don't know if you lot are going to hear what we were talking about before, but yeah, we're really having a good time, especially because
our first time seeing each other in person, isn't it?
Like, no, it's not first time seeing
you.
He doesn't
I feel
really.
Like, I saw you at the receipts.
Yes. Yeah, receipts. But just in general, I feel like I see you in places
in person,
here and
there.
Yeah,
it's
always
impressive.
Good vibes.
But it's like one-to-one.
He's always got like a crowd around him as well.
Goodbye. No, but my friends were like, the whole flow thing, because they were like, oh, everyone's coming to you. I said, please, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a celeb. I'm just a regular human being.
Oh, I love it. Only people that are not regular human beings have to say that, by the way. It's fine.
I hate you. Well, let me introduce ya. So you are welcome to episode 76 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, your faith pop culture enthusiast. And today, oh my God, I'm joined with a fine beauty, a presenter, producer, Koi Lawa.
I love
How you doing, my love?
I'm good, thank you, baby. I love that you introduced me. I love that you... you know what? I'm still... It's still gang signs.
Oh, gang signs and prayers.
I'm going to do that.
Let's do that, kick.
I'm going to do that. I love that you included a producer.
I see you.
Thank you.
It's
baby.
Been a creative, it's not easy, you know. So we have to give all the credit for all that we do. So
I appreciate
listen,
that.
I'm so excited to have you here. As I said, we've seen each other in person, but it's our first time putting together. But yeah, I'm really excited to get into the topics. But before I do that though, I want to talk about you and your journey.
Oh, he didn't include this in the notes.
Oh yeah, I surprised you. Yes, yeah. As I mentioned, you're a presenter and producer. Yeah. How did you discover your skills that you have to present, because you do a fantastic job, by the way.
Thank you, beautiful.
How do you discover your passions for presenting and talking, all that kind of stuff?
Yo, you know, my goal in life is to really be paid to just be me.
Yeah.
Like, that's the goal, to just wake up and payment. Eat breakfast, payment. Sleep, payment. Break up with somebody, payment. No. Get married, payment. I just want to be paid to be me.
Yes.
And then this amazing thing called the internet came about, and I was like, oh, I mean, I was definitely born after the internet. I don't know why I said
all right.
That. But yeah. I think with presenting it, you know, one of those things that when I started doing it, my close friends were like, yeah, this is you. Like, and I don't know why authenticity means a lot to me. Like this idea.
That's why we're here today, because honestly, I love your authenticity.
Oh, thank you.
You are so authentic.
Thank you.
From timeline to the safe space, like everything that you've done in between. Listen, I've watched you from the beginning.
You actually messaged me. I remember when I started like independently creating like proper like safe space ideas and stuff.
Yes.
And you messaged me and you I think we were gonna do something, but then life just happened.
Life.
I remember you early on. It was you, it was Malaika, it was like, I don't want to start naming people if I forget anyone.
It's like a Grammy speech now.
But yeah, I remember you showing love from early. So thank you. Shout out to you, because I saw you celebrate like a milestone recently.
You're so
humble with it. This is really hard, sir.
It's hard.
This is really, really hard.
Like last week, I almost threw the towel again.
Well, wanting to throw the towel is not a problem, but you better not.
I won't. Yeah, honestly, but it's a lot. Like, in this last episode, that episode was hard to edit because the quality was rich to the point that I was like, it's taking forever. You know, as you guys know, there's a quality upgrade, you know. So with that came with it being a little bit slow to edit. Yeah. And then, we're here now.
And
so
it's like, you've done it. You've had the experience.
Yes.
You just want it to be out in the world.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone can create something that just allows what we film.
Yes.
To is it AI?
We're going to get into that today. We're going to get to AI,
if we can have Donald Trump doing selfie with Mandela, I need the AI to now take what we filmed,
make it perfect, and then post it.
Because we are living in a moment. Like,
yes.
The best part of it is this, and then
I can't lie, the editing is the worst part of it. I hate editing.
Can you imagine? I used to love it.
You know, when I was doing YouTube, because it was shorter form content, I didn't mind it. But now that it's 1 hour something, and then two camera, let's go back and forth. Hey, no.
Listen, I even did a thing recently and I used four cameras.
Whoosh!
Because, do you know what it is? We have a vision in our head of what we want to create.
Yes.
So then we start getting, everything else has to meet that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need a fourth camera.
Yeah.
I need like a roaming camera.
Yes.
You know, I'm learning in real time. We're not taught this.
Whoosh.
So then you do, and then you talk to some other like camera geeks and they teach you stuff.
Yeah.
And you get excited. It's like your powers are getting stronger to create something. I know that's scam weird.
No, but this is it. I'm happy that there's someone I can relate to. But continue.
And so you just feel empowered to like get a bit more ambitious with your ideas and like, and anyway, you're doing all of that now. And then it comes down to the actual editing. And you're like,
when I tell you, last week I said, when it comes out, it comes out. I couldn't push myself again. I was tired. Like, especially when you're working on top of that as well. Oh, double homicide.
Do you know what it is? I have already accepted, that God is going to have to be.
Listen,
but
the leader of it all.
But when you have a client, and luckily, I feel like my clients trust me.
Yes, but that's
not how you should move. Deadlines are deadlines. And when I say this deadline has had me in a chokehold. Let me tell you everything. Missing footage, blurry footage. This year, I was meant to be doing this after it's already been out. Where? Then hard drive issue. The hard drive just stopped working. Manny, I wanted to punch.
Listen, Manny, I wanted to punch.
I wanted to punch like this.
No, I'm happy I'm not going mad because literally I have felt the exact same way.
The day before delivery, the hard drive just wants to stop. I got into my
bed. The day before? I
got into my bed. I looked at the ceiling for 4 hours. Sleep didn't come to me.
You know, I'm happy that I'm not mad.
And then when you tell people don't feel sorry for you because you are your own, your own boss basically in this. So people don't feel sorry because they're like, why haven't you backed it up?
Oh my god!
And you're just like, well, first of all, I didn't know. Do I have this space? Thank you.
Like, even last week, I had to delete stuff to make space. Oh my god, it's too much.
Do you know? But just because this needs to be said. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you need to just buy one of them big slow hard drives to just keep your backup.
Yeah,
and then work off of like an SSD. If this sounds weird to you guys, I learned through trauma.
Traumazine.
I learned through my work being done and then using it.
Yes.
So SSD, apparently they're like less finickety. They're less like, if you hit them, they don't react the same way like a regular hard drive would, but they're more expensive.
Of course. But so we have to invest though, because if you don't invest, now we're going to suffer the consequences.
I never thought I'd be happy to spend hundreds of pounds on a hard drive. But after what I went through, I went in pyjamas to Curry's.
The PJs?
I went in pyjamas. And people be like, Quay, you didn't have to go in pyjamas. I did.
No, you have to.
I did it.
For
I
the
did.
Full effect. Yeah, for I've been a creative.
I need everybody to know I'm going through something right now. Okay?
Yeah.
I went in pyjamas. And then what did I see? I saw a lovely black woman. And she just could see I was going through some shit.
This is the traumazine. What traumazine in?
And she was like, okay, what we got to do? What we got to fix? And she did that. She didn't give me a discount though, but it's all right.
You know what? We need to actually have discounts, especially as people are the visionaries of our own podcast and our projects. Because it's not easy.
But I'm so grateful for the journey. Like, honestly, I think if I'm being honest and kind with myself, I'm definitely still on a journey of being excited by creating. I think there's this thing, it's like, it's so crazy. This was meant to be where we experiment and play, but because it's become so well produced, we feel like we have to come out with a final finished product. And for me, like I said, I want to be paid to be myself. So the childish thing about me is that I only create in from a place of wanting to create. When something becomes the way you make money, you have to do it even when you don't want to create. But right now I'm still spoiling myself and still just doing things when I have the inspiration to, and that's I have a story to tell.
Because it goes back to your point about authenticity as well. Yeah. So it's keeping
if I
yourself.
Like when I look back at stuff and I'm just like, oh, I don't know if that's me or whatever. It makes me not want to put it out. Yeah. But then I realize that was me in that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So and you have to allow it.
That is fair. That
and
is
I think
fair.
People prefer consistency over magic every single time. Oh. So even if like your episode is Higgy, this one, they will come back because you showed up for them. Because
it's you.
Right. And when I think about it, the sexiest thing I like about men is consistency.
Yeah.
I only go to my church because my pastor's consistent. My mum is my favourite parent because she's consistent.
Oh, that's right.
Consistency.
Oh, that mum part.
Right? So consistency. Even my friends, like the ones that I know, are like every single friend that I have in like the left ventricle of my heart, that friend is consistent.
I actually love you. You're so amazing. Like, what? No, I love you, man. You're fantastic.
I feel like consistency, you play it down because it's not a sexy quality, but it is so important. Yeah. And when you have a relationship with your audience, they want to know that you show up. And that's why I rate you, because consistency might not be my middle name, guys.
Okay, good girl.
But I always rate when I see others, and it's definitely a muscle I'm trying to strengthen moving forward. Yeah. So.
And you're doing amazing. Like, your content is just quality, it's timeless. Like, you said 4 cameras, my sister, 4 cameras.
In this new project,
it's not easy, you know?
Yeah, no, it's
4
not.
4 cameras.
It's not.
God, but you've got this.
Do you still do things on favors, or are you paying for every single thing?
Oh, so I edit myself. Yeah. But when it comes
to save
this,
money, right?
Yeah.
And also, no one else will care as much as you do.
Yeah. And I can't see myself giving that to somebody else.
Wow.
I know how I want it to be done. I know.
For you to like do the volume.
I think if they're gonna do it, I have to be there to see them do it.
I tried co-editing. I was in his house with the editor. Lovely guy. But as in, I could see I was giving him headache.
But they need to know that's what comes to the game.
Because when I edit, I'm playing with ideas.
Yes.
I'm not just trying to get the job done.
Yes.
So and they're like, no, you paying me for this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so this ain't going to work. Not because you're not amazing, but because.
But our vision needs to be aligned as well.
Yeah, you need to be. And then my friend said it, but my sister said it to me, but she was like, how can you expect somebody else to care as much as you care? You might have to care less. does not compete.
I can't compromise
era.
On the care. Yeah. It shows that, oh, it's a mess, basically. Yeah. No, yeah, but it's true.
We'll figure it out. I feel like we're like...
That's what, all we can do.
This is the first era or gen of this kind of creating, right? So... Somebody will figure
out. I was on Off The Cuff Pod and the guy that does the, I think the manager. There, yeah, shout out to, what he got my name, Jesus. It's Vans. Just, Vans and Falls.
Just keep going.
My brain. Vans and Falls, I love them. But I think it was H that was saying that, listen, we are the ones that are creating the, like, the blueprint for the future. Mm. So we're learning as we're doing it. So you have to give ourselves grace. And I think that's something I'll say to you as well. Give yourself grace. Yeah. And of course, keep on growing, keep on thriving. That's all we can do.
I'll think about the grace thing. No, you can't survive if you don't give yourself a bit of grace. But no, genuinely, people are doing amazing. Obviously, Sister Joyce doing amazing. We already know she's gonna kill it.
Yes.
Honestly, free shots, receipts, do you know what I mean? Kind of showing, like, and that's just in the UK. People say the US is even further along. But then if you even think about, like, I hate that I've forgotten. Mo Chunks.
Yeah, oh!
The quality, like, this is a new.
Let's get into Mo Chunks.
This is a new because me, like, she's another internet friend.
Yes.
So we never met, we never done any of that. But, like, because I'm a lover of creativity, when I see quality. Mm-hmm.
Like, invest, again, go back to investment.
And calmness. Yes. And just a commitment to who she is. Yes. I feel it. I've honestly never met this babe, but.
No, Mo. Is fantastic. And I finished a recent interview with a guy that I think lost his wife. It's obviously right.
I was like, okay, I'm not ready for this one.
But please, guys, go and support Mo Chunks. Go and support Mo Chunks. Like, she's amazing.
Like,
yeah.
I definitely think be the culture. I think podcasting is different from music. Like, it can't be because you have to invest so much of yourself into it.
Yeah.
It can't be on a, like, a, what do they call it? Follow the crowd. People are going to gravitate towards, like, podcast is really where you see where people, because for them to listen to you for an hour, for them to watch you and come back to you, and all of that stuff, is because you're giving them something, right? And I feel like quality should not be ignored. Like, shouldn't be ignored.
I can't lie. It shouldn't be ignored. That's the advice I got when I took my break last year. And that's what's made me go with the visuals now, because we need to always be ahead, if that makes sense, because it'll set yourself apart as well. So,
yeah.
I want to get into the safe space show.
Wait, hold on, is this an interview?
No, I always want the people to know what's going on. So let them know about the Safe Space show and what's all about.
So, what it's all about?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Safe Space is, I feel like the name might be a bit misleading. It might make it sound like it's going to be a place where we can just talk about feelings and save. And no, it's a safe space for everything. Mm. Like, for every unpopular opinion, for every wayward thought. Mm. Because I know in my private conversations, which, to be fair, I do in public, when my private conversation, there are points of view that people don't always get. There are questions. Sometimes I don't even have a point of view. It's just a question. And some stuff is really, really difficult. But one thing I kind of realized as I was, like, glowing up was that, like, everybody's figuring it out. And so when I was I was like, well, let me bring the people we all kind of, like, look up to make a part of our lives through content or whatever. Let me beg them to come on. And then let me ask them
questions.
I can't
lie. That process of having to ask our guests to come on. Humbling.
Honestly, it's like, I would just say, make sure you have something out already.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so I would get them on and they kind of know my personality. They know I'm not out to be malicious or get clickbait. But I genuinely have a curiosity. If you if you want to ask, like, what a key character, like a key ingredient in Koi is curiosity.
Yes.
Like, I just constantly, that's why I don't have a strong, I definitely have strong opinions, but that's why I don't have, like, I'll shut people down. Because for you to think that, let's talk about it.
Let's get to the root of
And also policing myself to make sure I don't assume what that root is. Because some of, like, the most ignorant opinions in terms of how the opinion itself I don't agree with, is rooted in something valid. Yes. You know, it's rooted in something. And we completely dismiss progress if we don't have those conversations. So, yeah, so the safe space is literally a really fun, my personality makes it fun, but for us
always show the beauty, personality, like, and also the skills that you have. Listen, I'm here to impress you today.
Wow, Manny.
Like, the skills that you have as well. It's not easy to actually sit down and have a conversation. Yeah. Look at the clips that we see go viral nowadays of people insulting their guests. Oh, Jesus.
We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, because I think the safe space, even though you say, like, oh, it's not about, like stuff. At the same time, you create that safe space for your guests.
No, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I don't want to take away from the fact that I care about my guests. Yes, and I care about every opinion being expressed, and I want them to feel not judged. And also because the safe space, the rules are whatever you do, I have to do. So
Love that concept so much. Baby.
So whatever they do, I have to do. So it's about, like, both of us holding hands and going into the madness together. Yeah. But in all honesty, is I just felt like even the space that's as organically created as, like, content can become very politicized and very, like, you, this is what you can say. Mm. Like, you can see people are getting media training for YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous now. Yeah. Like, but there needs to be a space. Otherwise, we're just going to have echo chambers and no one's going to learn anything and no one's opinion is going to be questioned. If you grew up in a misogynistic home, you will never understand the beauty and value of women as equals. Mm. And if you grew up in a home where, like, there was no dude, you may never understand the importance of hearing what a guy has to say. Or if you were in a homophobic household, you'll never ever be able to, like, understand these people. Like, I just think you can bring people. I've just always found it interesting, the dialogue between people with two different points of view. And the safe space is just, it doesn't have that, but it's just somebody being able to feel comfortable to kind of just explain where they're at and why. And then I always like to ask very, like, relatable questions. Like, have you ever been the problem in a relationship? Because I don't hear people talk about that enough. I hear people talk about the other person was the problem. One of the biggest breakthroughs in, like, me, in one relationship I had, was realizing we were both wrong. And when I say I was thought I was perfect. I was doing up, riding down.
Do you know what? Like, yeah, what you just said there is facts, though, because I had that wake-up call years later.
Yes.
I wasn't, I was a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think my way of loving was,
did you not have boundaries?
No,
exactly.
It was in hell.
And then that's the thing. A lot of the times, the devil don't even have to come to work because we be messing up ourselves.
I didn't.
In one of these relationships, I remember, like, I remember he wanted to go serious. He wanted our parents to meet and everything. And I just was like, I'm not feeling.
You thought I was feeling you? That nigga a man.
No, stop it, everybody. Stop it, everybody. Money. But in that moment, like, it was like, wow, I was really just kind of going along with what I thought. Like, where is my accountability in life or what life looks like for me? So it was just like all these little things, and I have the most intelligent, amazing friends in the world, and I'll have these conversations with them, but they do not care about social media. They do not care about cameras. They flee cameras like they did a crime. But it allows me a lot of balance because it's like, these are genuine questions based in the real world. And I just honestly, I would love to have a conversation with David Attenborough. I'd love to have a conversation with Dave Chappelle. I'd love to have a conversation with Michaela Cole. I'd love to have a conversation with Bugsy Malone. I would love to, like, have a conversation with these different people who've lived very different lives and ask them pretty much the same questions, really relatable questions, not questions necessarily about their achievements but about their person. And that's what the safe space is, like, questions about their person. And right now the safe space is under surgery. She's been under surgery for a long time. She's under surgery. It's been a journey. I can't wait to share that. It's been quite a journey. And one day it will all make sense. But Thank you. Honestly,
I can't wait for it to come back and all your other projects as well. I know you're on Dating Black, isn't it?
Yes.
On BET. Let us know what Dating Black is all about.
So Dating Black is all about an honest narrative without really an agenda, hopefully. Hopefully that's how it comes across. But, like, an honest narrative on how Black people feel about dating other Black people. I remember talking to this absolute delicious sweet one,
That description. Oh, you said what? Absolute delicious sweet one. Okay, I need to find that.
Let me
find my own delicious sweet one.
Don't let me get into that.
What's your? You said licky linky. Quiet. You are hands down my favorite guest. I can't lie to you. Sorry to every previous guest. You are my favorite guest. We have not even scratched the surface, and I'm screaming.
Delicious. And after, like, it's been a second baby girl's been single, innit? So
how long has it been?
Why are you gay?
Because for me, it's been 3 years.
It's been four.
Oh, is it?
It's been 4 years.
How has it been?
It's been... Why is it? This is the first year talking about people. So, have I had... Do you know what it was? I would say, like, the first years was solidly single. Like, I don't want anyone. You know, I came out of a really loving relationship that just didn't work. And I was just like, maybe that's just not what I want right now. And at the same time, everything was happening. COVID was happening, all of that. And I just enjoyed the space. I enjoyed being selfish. I enjoyed not feeling bad about being selfish. And my parents are very, this is queer. So they didn't, like, really put pressure on me. I think the pressure's only really started in the last couple of months. And we pattern.
We set the boundary.
But I know they want good for me. And I do think companionship is a good thing. Like, I think I always say a bad relationship is the bottom. A single is the standard. And then a good relationship is above that. So that's a hierarchy for me. Right? I think a good relationship feeds into who you are as well. Anyway, to have that point of view, to have, like, to kind of deep the stuff about myself, I took some time out. And then, you know, sis is dating and she's dating from a very different place now. And I like that.
That is so cute.
It's like all a choice. it's all a choice.
That is, it's all like very intentional, yeah, I'm guessing. Before I love that.
I felt very pressured. Mm, I felt very like, hey, everyone's left the starting line. Oh, okay. let me sprint and catch up with them. As well, but I, that's not even the direction I want. Because
if you sprint now, you're going to have to go back to the start again. Oh, so just take your time. Yeah. Slow with it wins the race, honestly.
But the sweet one, so he said something about, why did I share that? Manny, you're a hypnotist.
No, I love it.
You're a hypnotist. Yeah, the sweet one said something about, what was the question again?
It was about dating black, right?
Dating black, yeah. So he was like, I was talking to him, right? And he was like, how, and he's not, there's two sweet ones, right? And they both said, no, like, it's genuinely, like, it feels like more effort to date black women. So as I was about to lock off the call, I said, say space, say space. And then I said, explain to me, what does that mean? He was like, and I've heard this kind of before, like, mm-hmm. with white girls, you can go over to their house. This is what they said. I've never dated a white girl. So white girls, you can go over to their house and meet their parents. It's not as intense. It doesn't mean that. Like, if you meet a black girl's mom, it means it's kind of giving a signal that you're
married.
Yeah. So, and it was other stuff like, we can go on like a coffee date and it's just chill. Whereas a coffee date doesn't count as a date for black girls.
I did see a tweet a few days ago, mm-hmm. about walks in the park.
Yeah.
What did you do, walk in the park?
Walk in the park.
We did walk in the park.
See, for me, I don't mind like a low maintenance getting to know you date mixed in with lots of intentional. Like,
do you know what I need? I need activities, stuff. Food,
experiences.
Walk.
Experiences. Yeah. Because of course, listen, if I'm feeling you, let's be holding hands and walking in the park.
Yes.
In Dubai. No, I'm joking. No, but you know it's like I don't mind because I feel like there is we need to know each other. We need to get to know each other. But don't make that my prison. Like, let's have experiences with my friends. I know I love them, but I have experiences with my friends. So anyway, they were just saying stuff, and they said some other stuff as well. But I did, and that doesn't mean that I know you shouldn't have disclaimer, but this isn't safe space, so I might just do disclaimer. Doesn't mean that there isn't, you know. That's just these two guys' opinion.
Yes.
But with that being said, I was like, so there's this idea that it's harder to date black girls, or it takes more effort, we can't be as passive with it, which I don't even know if that's a bad thing, but the branding of it is that we're more difficult. Mm. And then also online, you get a lot of bad rhetoric. Even myself, that was something I realised. There was the last two episodes was the men watching the women say what they love about black men, and the women watching the men say what they love about black women.
Okay.
And then I just was like, I've never seen this. So kind of just put in such a no agenda, just them saying what they enjoy about us, and vice versa. And I was like, oh, this is necessary. She's Sonia, who's the director, shout out to her.
Yes.
She asked me to do season one. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for years, the season I was in, I love banter, I love jokes. Yeah. But I definitely think when you're sharing things on the internet, you have to have a ready process.
Of course,
it's very dangerous.
There's always a time and a place.
Right. Yeah. It's very dangerous to kind of just go out there with your raw nerves, electricity just out.
Because the TL will tell you about yourself before you even know.
Right. So, and even on the safe space, not safe space, dating black, you see that like, I was definitely had questions. I had questions for the married women. I had questions for the single. Like, that's my point of view. Like, my point of view is, like, give me more information to take into my AI.
Yeah.
So that I can come up with something. Do you know what I mean?
Tell
like, I'm just saying, let me give me stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm the eldest as well, so I don't have like the older sister that's been through it. I do have like friends that are like that to me. But anyway, so all of that happened and it was just really beautiful to kind of hear that narrative. Because I think it does exist. Like, my friends who are not part of social media, they're in loving relationships. Like, they, like, loving.
Yeah, and
They're going by their own rules. I mean, and they have high standards. Like, my girl Vanessa's standards are not low at all. Like, top deck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then, and they're the standards that I feel like if I went by the internet, it would be like, oh, that's too high, that's too... Yeah. But it really is the person that's for you. And that's also what I found in dating. Because when I say that, I used to think, oh, I'm too much. Like, you know, I'm not like a quiet, you know, like I feel like when I envision what femininity is described by like Nigerian culture or like by men, it's like almost this really quiet, chill. And that's not bad. It's even, I find it very attractive because I can't do it. like that very like composed, lovely. And I've always been like a floater. I've always been quite fun. I've always been quite intense. And I just thought, man, maybe because I don't look like that, maybe I can't find what I want. Or maybe there was a lot of trying to tone that down for a season as well. So those 4 years weren't wasted. There was a lot of work was done.
Yes.
And then I met some absolute delicious ones that just really, it's like as if they, I was the meal of the day. A more calm version of me wouldn't have done the trick. A more outrageous version of me. It was me being me
yes.
that attracted the audience for me. Yes. And that audience, I don't know who they were before, but like, it was like, oh, okay, this is cool. And it was really reaffirming.
Yes.
And the fact that they were delicious ones as well was just like, thank you so much.
They need to match your own deliciousness. Come on. Come on, they need to.
But no, it's been really affirming. And I honestly don't think a younger me had a perspective. Like 21, 22. Hey, what was I doing? And then the worst thing is that my girls tell me I have a type. And I was like, no, I don't have a type.
I can see how like the muscling, like the a little bit. Is it?
I like football athleticness.
So not muscle, but like toneness, lean muscle, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Aerodynamic.
A little bit of height as well, you know.
A little bit.
A lot of it.
A little bit. But my pastor said that height should not stop us. Pastor said, I should not stop you from marrying your husband.
I'm screaming.
I mean, I've realized it's not a non-negotiable, but it's a preference. Like men are preferences. Yeah, it's a preference.
You are entitled to have your own preference. Indica preference, you are allowed to have it too.
I don't know what it is. And also, there was one boyfriend I had that couldn't lift me up, and it was really a thing.
He said, lift me up.
Yes. Do you like being lifted up?
Yes. Raise me up. What's lifestyle?
Listen.
I like to lift up and be lifted too. Both.
I said, sir, can you lift me up like you have a fucking place, please?
Quite wow.
So he didn't. He couldn't lift me up. So it's like a requirement moving forward. I even saw one.
Do you do a test now? Don't lift you up.
I mean, Manny, stop it. Where's this baby? But I can tell from the interlocking biceptual tricep, because I did biology. So I can tell if they can lift me up. It's such an important thing. Like, you're my husband and you can't lift me up, yeah?
On the wedding day, imagine in your HLB or whatever. Hey,
like, let's not die on this hill, but...
Quite? You've actually killed me today.
What's your thing? What's your like doesn't make sense thing that you like in a partner?
Oh, even if I say it, I'm in trouble.
Say it, be in trouble. Let's get trouble together. Say it today.
Okay, I feel like they need to have Nash. I can't just have.
Oh, you like bomb?
I love bomb.
Okay.
Suffer to grab your missionary.
Okay, listen to this.
No, Quay, what have you brought out of me today?
Listen.
What have you brought out of me?
Listen, because we're friends now. So
yes.
I will even talk to you afterwards.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, so let me tell you something, yeah? I never appreciated gym bum. So gym bum is when guys go gym, yeah? Skin.
Get the squats then.
Scoot. They do all of that, yeah? And what accidentally happens is that a very perky...
You raised me up bum.
Something bum. Your shelf bum, like, yes. Like, but it's not necessarily huge. It's just shaped bum. Anyway, and now I really appreciate that. I didn't know I'm with it.
Let's a little back pat one time.
I love a good bum.
No, but what have you brought out of me today?
No, but you know what? Like, one of the delicious ones, yeah, I haven't seen his bum. I want to see his bum. Oh, I see that. But I mean, as in,
quite?
His clothes are like the last day. I feel
is
like
it loose bit?
The dates, his clothes have been baggy. Mm. So I'm just like, because even in baggy, it can poke. I'm not saying.
Oh, not in baggy.
Even in baggy, it can poke. You think I'm wearing baggy clothes for baggy? You will see poke, but. I feel I can't tell if he's got like a gym bum.
Yeah.
He's definitely got abs though.
Mm. But he might have a little one from
a
I'm
little
getting.
One maybe. But that's so interesting.
Yeah, but that's my
anyway, I'll
me.
Keep you updated.
Oh listen, we're friends now, so let's keep you updated. No, we have gone so far from the
I'm so sorry.
I love the authenticity of this as well. So yeah, for the last time, for the first time,
yeah.
Where can they find you, your content?
Oh my gosh, okay. First of all, I just want to I want to acknowledge everybody who has supported me.
Mm.
I have literally tried so many different things and I have been in the season of trying different things. Mm. Obviously, my Instagram is always there, so that's... Yeah. I am Quay. Is that what we're meant to do here?
Okay.
I am Quay. So, and Quay is spelled Q-O-Y.
Yes.
There's no U. There's no C. There's no K. Y'all have been good, though.
Wait, what?
Y'all have been good. Y'all have been good. It's just the U. Some people be adding U because I know you're trying to stay in the confines of the English language. Yeah. For yourself. There's no U. Q-O-Y.
Mm.
My YouTube is Q-O-Y-L-A-W-A-L, mm-hmm. but you could just type in Quay or the safe space. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of content up there, but there is definitely more coming.
I want to ask you, what should we expect?
Oh,
if you can share.
Yeah, a big boy interview is coming out very, very soon. Like, very, very soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
And then also, like, the idea I had in the shower this morning. So
just this one, a couple of relations.
There was a lot of filming filmed last year, mm-hmm. like a lot of filming. And obviously my questions are usually quite timeless.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah.
I know myself. Yes. So we can't be talking about things in the moment.
We are ready,
but
please.
I can't wait. I love that how you and Joyce and like, you lot talk about stuff that's happening in the moment. Yeah. So I definitely
But the trick of that is the fact that you need to upload it in that same week. Oh, it's finished.
So that was another thing. And then also, I've always been an idea babe. That's probably caused me a lot of delay, you know. I'm an ideas babe, and there's a lot of ideas that I wanna kind of do in this season, and just try different things. So my Instagram, my YouTube, TikTok, which I'm taking the absolute liberty because I don't really be using that, but guys, that's changing.
Come on.
Because I realize I have so much TikTok.
It's an amazing platform for us creators.
I'm even on other people's TikTok.
You're going to be in mine soon as well.
Like, literally. I'm on other people's TikTok, like just things. It's so low maintenance, right? You just kind of share.
You can wear a pyjama, like he wore to the car race.
What you've already filmed as well.
I mean, what you've done already, you could even start putting it on TikTok now. Honestly,
but do you know what it is? Are you a one person team as well, or do you have
one person team?
I'm a one person team with a wonderful amount of support, like friends and stuff like that. But nobody's technical, so when it comes down to the
does everything
right. This definitely, as I'm saying it, is very unattractive to me because it does sound like a bunch of excuses. But it has been a process.
No, but it's real. It's real.
But I want to be that person that's. People are doing it regardless. Okay. I want to hold myself to a high standard. But you can find me on all those social media platforms, and more stuff is absolutely without a shadow of a doubt, most definitely. As I'm fine and I'm here, it's coming.
I know that's right. I can't wait to see what's to come. I'm so proud of all you're doing already.
Thank you.
Keep on going. Can I just say your picture? There's one picture you posted recently. Hey, I said those that have been beautiful before have not been beautiful like this. What? Nice. That picture, you said I was coming to do humble, but we got you out. That I'll put a picture up anyway so they can see it. What is that from the Dating Black?
Yeah.
Shout out
Khalees, who's the photographer.
We need to put it at as well because photographers need to be credited.
She was. I definitely eyed her. So check her out. She's 18, and she's also helped me with some of this.
Yeah, she's 18.
She's about 18. I don't know. I'm giving her.
These
her
youth of today are our future.
Yeah, she is. So definitely reach out to her. Pay her.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's also other people as well. There's Cage as well who I've worked with. But that picture was by Khalees.
Goodness.
And do you know what? I hate taking pictures. So when I was younger, late bloomer, tons of acne. And I was with a group of friends who they would take pictures, and even if I wasn't happy with them, they would put it. But obviously, we've all grown up. I probably wasn't my best version. Look at it, disclaimer, alligators. Snap. And obviously, they were just young, and they would post pictures, and obviously, I'd always look like not great, and it would like not be nice. There's a whole period of my life where there's no pictures.
Oh my God.
At all. And when there are pictures, it'll be like church pictures, and I can see what I was feeling and thinking in those moments. Shout out to Morella. That's one of my closest friends as well. She's a model, supermodel. I can send you pictures. You can see.
Yes.
So I started to, like, she would be like, God, like, supporting my stuff, and we became friends, like genuine friends, like at my house, this kind of friend. And I was like, I hate taking pictures, and I don't know why, but she made it her mission to make me comfortable with taking pictures.
We always need that friend,
girl.
Honestly.
And I would take forever, and I would be tight, I had my go-to pose is a smile.
Yeah.
So like I would smile, but she was like, what do you like when
you know, like the soul is not there, basically.
Do you know what I mean? Like when I'm like absent-minded, I actually look like I just committed a murder. And I'm trying to not be identified. Like it's so
quite
bad.
Quite please.
So anyway, so she made me a little bit more comfortable. So I got some good pics, whatever. But then what Khalees did when we were taking pictures is that she made me forget we were taking pictures, and she was just honestly such a good babe. And the things I can still see, she's coming into her confidence with me. So if you book her, encourage your sister to do her thing. But I got that picture, and I remember, I don't know if you saw it, but I didn't even rate it. I just put it on my story. Not that I didn't rate it, circulate. Not that I didn't rate it, but.
No, but you just thought, is it another picture?
It's a lovely picture. Then a couple of my friends were like, girl,
it's good to have friends that tell you that you're looking the bomb. Because that picture, I said that would be my avi, that would be my what? That would be my. It will be everywhere on my wall. Like, you know how this frame that size there? I'll make it that size. What?
No, that's. I haven't even showed this to my mom because my mom has
the short auntie, please.
That she likes, and then those are pictures she'll share with my dad, and then she have pictures that she absolutely hates, and she'll keep for herself kind of thing. But she doesn't hate them, but they're just like a little bit more sexy, so she will keep it for herself. So I think that might be one to show to my dad. But it was nice to just have a face picture,
like a portrait,
that was nice. And it's really lovely. I know everyone like looks down on it, but like Your friends complimenting you is always a nice
thing. Oh, it's important. I'm so sorry. I need to let my friends know they're looking the bomb. It's important.
I can't thank you. No, I literally, I think that was like a touch. I was like, well, man, I need to not do shit makeup ever. So I'll be allowed to swear.
You can swear. I won't. Everyone asked me that. I'm like, listen, I'm the king of swearing.
No, because I'm trying not to swear as much. You know what?
Do as you feel. Everyone's
having,
let it come.
Having babies and stuff. I don't want that baby to now learn fuck a dick. And then it's from me.
You know what? It's actually my colleagues. I've got a work friend. I'm going to phone with her and I forget that her child. I'm like, oh my God, her child is on speaker. I'm always asking, is your phone on speaker? Because I know if he's around, it's finished. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I try not to swear as much because of just the phase that everybody's in.
I get it.
But boy, do I like it. I feel like it pushes the point home when you swear a little. Bit, you know?
It emphasizes a little
really
bit, you know.
It really does. But yes, so I feel like we've had 400 conversations based off that one.
No,
question.
I love it. It's raw and honest. But I do have a secret segment that I don't tell my guests.
Okay.
I do want to know.
I love that.
The genuine answer. So, what were you vibing to on your way here? So what were you playing? Like, you've given us 2-3 songs you're playing.
I forgot my headphones.
Oh, not you and Hen doing the same thing. You and Hen doing the exact same thing.
I forgot my headphones. And because I didn't want to be late, I didn't want to go back. So I said, for money, I will have a makeup, a headphone.
I can't lie, you're better than me, you know, because if it was, I'll just get my headphones back.
I was already late. If you see the way I was rushing in my house, I wasn't rushing that much, but I was rushing.
But our time, because it's early, I get it. Like, yeah. I can only imagine.
But I'm not rushing off, so as long as you need me for, it's fine. I told the girls. But yeah, no, I wasn't. But if I was listening
to
anything,
say, yeah,
it would be... Okay, can I give you a selection?
Go on,
So, it would be Cisco, Thong Song, yeah.
Don, our classic fave. We're going to get into that,
okay.
Yes.
It would be Dolce, the solo version of her latest single.
What it is, ho.
Yes. It would be a Doja Cat. Which I like one? To go back. No, literally.
The Beningin Doja. The beginning Amala.
And then it would be like... I'm a piano because I don't know the names of anybody. I'm a piano.
I'm a piano as a genre.
As it goes, as it leads,
basically.
But I like something that definitely, like, if I'm coming to something like this, I like something that makes
energy.
Me feel like bad B,
yeah.
Good vibes, yeah. Or just something. Sometimes I might get into my Britney Spears bag.
Oh, I love me some Britney Spears.
Beat me if you want to beat me. But
no, I love Britney. Listen, this is a pop culture podcast.
Like,
we love
her
here.
Listen,
we love
her here. I probably would have. If not that, it probably would have also been Flo. Because
yes.
I have taken in their latest single, but I don't feel like I've taken in their latest single. And people that I really love are like, they're absolutely obsessed. I was like, okay, so work it.
Mm-hmm.
Missy Elliott. Yeah. I probably would have started there
and then worked to that. Yes.
But that's it. But just songs that are happy.
Yeah. Good. Speaking of Flo, I went to their show on Thursday.
We heard.
Listen, oh, you heard it?
We heard.
I was shouting in every single video.
I need them to put you in their song. I need it.
Listen, but they were fantastic, man. They did it at the Alternet. That's my first time being at the top floor. I think I've been at the bottom floor for Bella's one. I think another show. I can't remember what show it was, but it was amazing. It was fantastic. The set list, it started off with Not My Job. Whoosh, amazing. There has been a little bit of like debate about them, their sound, going to nostalgia, but I can't lie to you.
What's the debate, sorry?
So they're saying that, oh, like they're going through the nostalgia route, but these times, everyone's doing it. The Weeknd's doing it, Dua Lipa's doing it, and they're thriving from it. Doja Cat with Say So, like.
Bro, even fashion. Do you think I'm wearing silver because I'm a silver? No. This is peer pressure. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a gold babe.
Yeah.
But the vibe right now, I was like, let me enjoy.
And I can't lie, it's giving.
Oh,
it's
thank
giving,
you, gorgeous.
It's giving.
But like, I feel like everybody is doing nostalgia. Like, even when people ask me what songs you listen to, there was a point in my life where I would listen to whatever's coming out that Friday. Yeah. Now, I find myself going back to whatever makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, older songs have that real estate. They have the real estate of
look
feeling.
At TikTok now. All these older songs. Look at Adele. Oh.
Adele is just set apart though, right?
Set Fire to the Rain had 1.4 million streams in one day.
Yeah.
And that song is almost 10, if not over 10 years old.
But good music is good music.
Exactly.
Good music.
And
is
I feel
good
like
music.
In this, what's your thoughts on music today in general, especially when it comes to mainstream?
You're going to be annoyed with me.
Go on.
Like I said, I spend I'm going to sound. I spend, when I'm in my house, whatever feeling I'm experiencing, there's a song in my head already.
Yes.
You need to fight for your right to be in my mental
playlist. Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
So I don't
engage
as much. Mm. I'm obviously a babe that I have love for the grime era. I have love for the UK rap era, actually. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of love for Bashment. I have a lot of love for Afrobeats. I have a lot of love for a lot of different music, right? And so music today, if it's not great, it's not got my time.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna happen. It's even the way you find out music. I was told what to listen to by MTV Base, like. We don't have that now. So unless
radio, you, right? I'll never forget the first time I remember hearing was Ashanti's Only on radio. Mm. I said, "What a song! What a song!" It was the guitar then. Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Like I think maybe lack of TV or us watching TV.
We don't have
and radio. Yeah,
we don't have like a unified only source of anything. Can you? So we all get what we get from our different clusters of friends, and so where before it was like. Like Channel U or whatever, or Channel U. It was like, I even watched the Channel U documentary and it made me realize, like, we all had to watch the same thing to be able to have the same conversations. Yeah. We don't do that anymore. Yeah. The only thing that gets that from us now is Love Island.
Yeah, that's true.
It. Do you know
and what I mean? Even then, people are starting to even fall out of love with that show now. Yeah, but right, for me, what was I vibing to?
Yeah, what were you vibing to?
I was vibing, okay, I wanted to say two songs aside from what we were going to talk about later on. Take that.
Come on.
Take that, Rule the World.
Come on.
And The Flood. I can't lie, I needed to reunite. Because they are fantastic pop greatness.
Yeah.
But I need Robbie Williams to be joined there as well.
Pop is actually like, even though it's manufactured and all of that, the people that were manufacturing it knew what they were doing. That they really wanted us to feel certain emotions. Mm-hmm. It was like, I feel like pop music is simplifying life and making entertainment.
Yeah.
So Love, a 3-minute song dedicated to love that in real life would never survive. Or like, do you know what I mean? Or like Ronan Keaton. Or the way Legend. They sang it, I feel like, obviously, the music industry is very driven by money.
Yeah.
So I feel like they'll just go to wherever that comes. But at one point, the money and the need for superior talent was in one place.
Yes.
And so we would literally if you don't know about it, go and Google these guys. Like, their songs were like, not saying everybody was Adele, but just imagine an era where everybody was just top notch.
Yes.
When it came to either catchy lyrics or talent.
Yes.
That was what, like, that my environment growing up was.
I agree.
So I love that, though.
Take that, Rule the World, that is a banger chair. But those are my vibes I was listening to. Songs I was vibing to. Wow. I mixed up my English together. Next up, Song Association.
Okay.
I was going to see your vocals.
Good luck. I want to apologize in advance. Let's go.
So do you want to go first and picking the five words, or should I go first picking the five words?
Oh, so we do five
words. The five words each year.
I didn't get that from your message. I just said he's got this. So you can go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Oh, gosh.
So the first word is mad. No pressure.
As an emotion or as a word?
No, it's just to sing. You have to sing a song that has the word mad in it.
Are you mad? Are you mad? You mad bastard. Are you mad?
By who?
Huh?
Who that by? By Koilawa?
Yeah. Just so you know, the next five songs are all going to be by Koilawa.
Oh my lord.
Why have I gone?
I'm going to give you a one just to warm up your mind. So, I'm mad over you, girl.
Oh,
that's
that's
an example. Yeah.
Guys, every song's going to be by Koilawa.
Are you saying okay, I'm going to not give you that point. Second word, better.
Who's going to love you better than me?
Who's that by?
Koilawa. I'm so sorry.
Quiet, you cannot get zero out of five.
No, guys, it's going to be 0 out of 5. I'm just setting up. Like, I can't think of anything.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry.
Third word, night.
Good night. I love you so much. Good night, but I don't want to see you again.
Quiet. Okay, this next word, you should get it because...
I'll give you 5 seconds to think about it. Maybe it's panic.
No problem. Okay. What's that? What's that? Yes, this next word, the clues that I actually spoke about the group just now, feature.
Huh?
Feature.
Feature.
Wow.
Feature me in your life.
No, feature me, but there's a group that spoke about this now, they've got a song.
Flow.
Yeah, sing it. Yes.
Sorry.
Set the scene and feature me.
Sorry.
Oh my God, quiet. Okay, last word, moon.
Oh, Brandy.
Go on, sing it. Sing
no,
it.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be right.
I know, but I can't remember. Okay, can I just say something? My brain doesn't work like that.
I'm gonna give you 0.5 for you to say Brandy.
That is very kind. I'm fine for you just saying zero. Like when people fail, you just gotta let them know they fail. I'm so sorry.
Is there any point of even still at this point? Okay, I'm gonna still do it. Yeah. Pick five words.
Okay, I'm gonna pick five words.
Oh okay. Lord.
Wait, give me a second.
Wow, quiet.
I know, but do you know what? Now you're disappointed in me. You could have grown from here.
I'm not disappointed in you. Okay. No, like, the pressure was getting worse.
No, the pressure was getting worse. And I said I can fumble now or I can own it. So that's what I did. I owned it. Listen. Okay, well done.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I wasn't proper. So let me...
Don't worry, Last.
Yeah.
Can I last for life? Under Ray and The Weeknd. Last for life.
Okay, all right. right, go. I mean, I would have expected a bit more to that, but okay.
I'm crying.
I'm just like, okay, what about Upgrade?
And then let me upgrade.
Okay, that was so easy. Okay. What about Boom Boom?
Skin out me, Boom Boom.
So good at this. Okay. What about this one? Hold on.
That's 3 out of 5 so far. That was the quickest round of my life.
I didn't know.
Just, okay. Give it a quickie.
Then, do you know what I'm gonna do? Bonjour. We got international.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oh, Wahoo?
My Andrew. My full government chat.
Okay.
I'm going to lose that one.
The last one, Gentlemen.
Wow.
I didn't like how he was winning. He bodied me too much. I had to come back.
You came on a vengeance. Gentlemen's Club.
Is that right?
You know what? I'm going to stick in my 3 out of 5 humbly and let's clear the day. You know what? Wow, that was tough. That last one was
tough. I was like,
I said, Gentleman's Club.
Yeah. It was all right.
But the classic fave, we're going to talk about Cisco's debut album, mm-hmm. Unleash the Dragon. Yeah. 1999 release. Mm. So I've noticed a common theme of people doing albums on their hiatus. So Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle did their solo stuff on their hiatus. Mm. Justin Timberlake on their hiatus as well. And same with our good brother Cisco. So what made you pick this album for the classic fave?
Okay, so I love to dance,
yeah,
like a bad beat, yes, in my house.
Yes, what about outside?
If the drink takes me there.
You know what, I'm the same, to be honest.
Like, it's like, it's actually a form of exercise if you do it, like,
yeah,
you know, with enough energy. So I really love doing that. And I, at one point, yeah, like I was going through the nostalgia thing, mm-hmm. I came across this album again, and I was like, at first it was Thong Song, because I think it was mentioned in, yeah, the podcast how the violin on that,
yes,
he didn't clear it. Yeah,
yes,
so
yes,
all
yes.
the money went back to that,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, let me go and listen to this absolute finesse. So I was listening to it. I was like, banging. So I'm listening. And I already know he's a bad boy because Incomplete, that song is a slapper. Ooh. As well. And I remember also, like, Cisco comes up in a lot of conversations. So like Wendy Williams, at one point, he had a problem with her because she accused him of being gay because, yes, he was so fashion forward.
Yes.
And just, it was just like, there's so much. It made me think there was an era of music where, like, outlandishness, the way they live their lives, how they, even their money, they would burn through millions of pounds.
Like, they were homeless and broke.
Right, the level of celebrity then,
yeah,
is yeah, just so exciting. Yeah. Like, so many, yeah, shows can be written about it, right?
Yes.
So anyway, Cisco kind of embodies that, mm-hmm, for me. So yes. I was just like, let me listen to this song. And I was just like, no, back-to-back bangers.
Yeah.
Like, if you listen to this song and your body doesn't move, I hate to tell you this, you may be deceased.
Yeah.
Like, you may, yeah, actually be. Yeah. Like, yeah. Because it's, yeah, just everything, even though it's years later, it's just a slap.
No, that song, that's a funk song. Funk song?
And I already told you, Kokiana. The whole song sounds like he was taking.
Yeah, I was too young for funk song, but I can't lie to you, I was shaking it like God gave me.
Listen.
What? I think I was at age 4 at this,
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't lie to you. That song is fantastic.
Like, he had vim in every single song. Yeah. And to transition from, like, a song that was so incredibly misogynistic and naughty, like Thong Song, yeah, to Incomplete.
Yeah.
As a child, I was singing like I'd gone through heartbreak.
Oh.
And even, I think they used Lisa Ray as the yeah, badiana.
And I can't lie, Lisa Ray was bad. Yeah.
It's really, okay,
Go on, say your Twitter, man. Say space.
Yeah. On the road. Don't you feel like, I don't want to see Video Vixens later. I don't. Not because you did nothing to do with Be or whatever, but I have a vision of you. I have assigned to you what, yes, I think you did with life.
Yes.
So to find out that they're like, anything, it can be anything, wife, real estate, yeah, mogul, yeah, falling off, yeah, whatever, it takes away from this, yeah, fantasy from,
yes,
do you know, yeah, what I mean?
I get what you mean, I get
it,
what
takes
you
away
mean,
from this fantasy. Oh, so like, gosh, to see her arguing with her sister and all of that,
oh, with the brat, like, rising, oh, the brat, yeah,
I'm just like, stop,
yeah,
stop. I'll go back here when Cisco was chasing you down the driveway. That's what I like. But I feel like the range in the album, yes, is amazing. You can listen to it from top to bottom, and I like it because there's not many songs back in the day that I just, and like I said, it was another conversation of a sweet one, innit? But like, we were talking and he was like, oh, what's your top 5 albums, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's not top five for all the reasons you would put top five, but it's definitely in that sphere because it just brings me so much enjoyment.
Yes, if you go, I get 100%, 100%. So what are your favorite songs on the album?
Oh, so Incomplete for sure. Thong Song. Let me actually pull it up because I actually wrote it. Yeah,
no problem.
And I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss it.
No problem.
But Unleashed the Dragon. Oh,
the title track. Winning, 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 winning. Yeah. What?
The ad-libs. If you're an ad-lib queen, as somebody that can't sing, I'm an ad-lib connoisseur.
I love a good ad-lib though.
I'm actually grade 7 in ad-libbing. There's levels to this. And if you love ad-libbing, this album.
Yes.
You don't actually have to sing an actual lyric. Yeah. Huh. And you can't say that without opening your arms. It's witchcraft, actually. When I think about it. Oh, God.
Said I like the way you move that mind. I see you smiling.
You just listen. I just called the word twerking was created. Yeah. You understand? I don't think you understand. You don't understand.
Oh, my God.
And even the year 1999, I don't know what I was doing, but I just remember.
I was crying and shit in my
purpose. The whole world was like, we're on the brink of something. Yeah. Like, it was just like energy. That's probably why the energy was so high. Because people didn't know if there was a tomorrow.
Oh, listen.
Tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Now, I've never. Have you ever been in love?
Well, yeah. I'm requited, but yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to get you in the safe space. Anyway. So we're doing that. Do you. It's so. Okay, we'll talk about that another day. How did they describe your love?
How did they describe it? How did they describe your love? If I was to describe it for them, I would say overwhelming.
Oh, they weren't ready.
I don't know.
They weren't emotional. You were not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you should have said boundaries.
I feel like, that the boundaries and knowing when to leave and not go back 100 times.
Someone who can love you probably wouldn't critique that you love them too much. That's crazy. That's like me telling my employer, give me too much money.
Give me all the money. Yeah, like, can't move my little world.
There's a song here called Your Love Is Incredible.
Yeah.
If the love of my life doesn't say to me, look me in my eye. With his beards, just bearding.
Yes.
And tell me, Koi, your love is incredible. It can't be me.
It can't be me. Wrong man.
Like, I don't know what it was, but I was like,
listen, fellas, just do this here.
No, relax. I don't want to say too much because you know these guys will shape shift now. All of a sudden, incredible is their favorite word. This good morning, incredible. Like, Addicted is another one as well. I feel like I've gone through all of them, but there's like three that I wouldn't include. But yeah, man, look at the title of this. Look at this title. Unleash the Dragon. Yeah.
Unleash the Dragon.
Got to get it. Guys, I promise you, it sounds like it's nothing, but go and listen to the song.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah. And then, what do you call it? How Can I Love You Tonight? He's asking a question.
Can I just say that? Well, I've not realized that Tiana Taylor sampled that for Freeway. Yeah. Freeway.
Wait, but can't you tell that she's a nostalgia queen?
Yes.
She's a nostalgia queen. And she works like she's broke, and I know she ain't.
I know she got a film coming out soon. Yes. Yeah, and the teaser I saw
was so good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She works so hard. Yeah. Her work ethic doesn't make sense for someone who is actually like well off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He's been in the game since she was a teenager.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say that as well. But Incomplete is definitely one. Thong Song is definitely one. And what I love about Thong Song, because it's such an anthem, you can sing it with your mom. You can sing it
with everybody.
Yeah, like, you can actually enjoy the song. Yes. Because it doesn't mean anything. Yes. It's just enjoyment.
It's such a dumb song, but it's fantastic. My guy is walking under your head tops. What the fuck?
There's no misogyny for me.
There's such a noir.
It's so bad. But dead. It's just sometimes something is so removed.
It's too good, man.
It's so removed that you're just like...
There's some cancelable moments that I don't think I can cancel. I'm so sorry. I can't.
That whole era was cancelled.
Yeah.
That whole era was cancelled. But like, and I don't want to shit on our progress because the progress has been necessary.
Yeah.
But like, wow. I don't know. But as you can see from my face, the song just
gives me joy. I love music that gives me joy like that. So I get 100%. 100%.
I know when you said like, what album? I was like, oh. Like,
you know, all my guests, they always struggle to pick an album. There's so many.
Because Miseducation of Law and Hill, number one for me. Like, number one. And then I love Sam Cooke. It goes all over the place. But,
My favourites, How Can I Love You Tonight, as I mentioned, So Sexual.
Of course, you're nasty.
Unleash the Dragon, Thong Song, and Enchantment Passing Through. You know what, when it comes to Cisco, he has proper like, gospel elements to his vocals.
A lot of them grew up in the church. Yeah. I feel like they grew up in the church.
Grew up in the church, but he became whores. Me.
No, I didn't even grow up in church, which I think is weird. Mm. I didn't grow up in church, but
I was in the choir and everything.
I love it. Like, I love it now. Do you still have your faith, or is that not a conversation for now?
You know what? We can talk about it. It's complicated. I believe in God, but when it comes to the church, yeah, I'm still getting through that.
I feel like the church really, and this is as someone who hasn't contributed to the community of church that much, you know. But I was like, if they took a different stance and was more loving and less like, it's sometimes it feels like it's about the people in the church as opposed to this bigger vision. Sometimes, and I get it because communities are going to be like that. But if they took a different stance, a lot of people would look to them as how they want them to look at them. But they didn't, and it's just like, it's not too late. I know it's not, you know, as someone, I'm
definitely still a lot of work to do.
A lot of work to do. Well, if you had any horrible experiences, I'm sorry.
I've let it go. I've let it go.
I've definitely seen some weird, like, not great things in church, but I can't sleep on the good as well.
Of course, absolutely. Because I can't lie, I still reminisce about the choir days, all that kind of stuff. So
you play instruments?
Berlin.
You can't.
There's like one, two.
But that's what I loved about it, though, man. I had like no friends growing up because I didn't grow up in church. Yeah. And my mum is, she loves Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Come on, auntie.
And she, through her example and a few other people's example, I got to know God as well. But I'm just like, I didn't get to play drums. I didn't go on church getaways, but you know their lips in. Yeah. I didn't get to go. You know your lip. I'm not saying, but
don't kill me.
You got to get away when you're 13, and you're not gonna. I'm not saying everybody is, but
no. But we see each other.
Did you lips in church?
Wanted to, but I didn't. Because I think everyone was, because I was still young at the time. I feel like people. Kind of left when I was 15. Wait, hold on. 16, 17.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was still discovering myself. I was in denial as well. I told my friend the other day, I was like, I remember tweeting back in the day. I was like, oh, I'm going to marry a woman. My wife. I knew that's how I'm going to marry a woman. I knew I was going to marry a woman. I said, oh, because of the pressures of church.
It's interesting how we can, like, outright lie to ourselves.
Yes.
Like, outright.
And people, I still see people do it now at my age, but like, everyone's journey is different.
No, it's
so
hard. It's hard. Really hard. It's really hard to,
especially being black. And that's why I think dating as a black man that likes to date black men, it's traumatizing, because a lot of them are not accepting themselves for themselves, not about even for the world, but for themselves alone. But
do you need somebody who's out?
No, not out, but out to themselves, at least to themselves, as long as they accept themselves. Go on. Safe space. Is this going to be safe space?
Like, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, don't you deserve like a love where you're not being hidden?
I know.
But I think with me, though,
I don't know, maybe if it's because I conditioned myself to be hidden, or I feel very protective of people that I love. So I like to hide. For example, I want to bring on the podcast. I love my mom, but I won't bring on the pod because I don't want to put her out there for 1 hour.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
so
is it evil
eye? Yeah, what's it, Bella? Evil eye. But
is that
like a lack
of faith then?
I don't know.
I really, like, these are all the conversations.
You know what? We need to tap into this. We need to tap into this because I feel like this is a good conversation to have. So whenever you want to have the conversation, I'm down to have the conversation.
And also, I don't have any answers.
Whatever. It just will be. I think, as we're saying, I think it will flow as well.
Yeah, because
so,
let's just keep digging. Because I probably think about that as well. Like, you can't find my best friend.
Yeah.
She doesn't, and she's actually said to me, like, I don't always love that you don't show me. Mm. But I'm like, it's so weird to me because this is work.
Yeah.
And I love you. I want to protect you. Yes. But we have very different love languages.
Yeah,
so it's been And then, by the way, it might be a name change for the safe space as well.
You know what?
So, but just on my channel, but no, I would love to have you. I've always wanted to have you on, but we didn't
I know, it's the timing and everything, I know.
Do you know what it is? I just didn't know if you'd be wavy anymore.
What are your thoughts today?
I now know.
Yay!
You're big.
I know that's right. But you know, I always have that fear as well. Like, I'm like, people are amazing online, but are they the same way offline?
We spoke on the phone for our first time.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
And he was like, I think we were laughing. Like, with the
because I gave her the wrong date. Yeah. I needed what date it was meant to be today. I gave her yesterday's date, 31st of March.
I'm not
no, because, but I knew at that moment that we'd have a good time. Because the way you made a joke out of it, I was like, that's what I love. Like,
no, 100%. I could tell your vibe was beautiful.
Oh, fake. You too, my dear.
Always could tell that. I just didn't know if you were like genuine.
But I get how you feel as well. This, how does it translate in real life as
And the same space, I'm being vulnerable as well. Yeah. I always want to be kind of comfortable.
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
But yeah. We're in love with each other.
I'm just going to stop beautiful. But let's get through the latest releases. I'm going to take some out of a couple of time because we have... No, sorry. I love this. First off, Flo, Fly Girl, feature Missy Elliott. What are your thoughts?
Oh, no, I like it. I do really like it. For me, I feel like Flo is a real girl group. I would even support them. Obviously, it's not going to happen now. But like when they decide to do their own individual journeys, I see value in every single one of them.
Yes, absolutely.
And it feels a little bit more organic than what we've seen in the past. Yeah. And they're beautiful. And Renee.
Renee
is Nighty's beauty. But I want to say this because we're smart enough to know now, like, the other girls are obviously stunning.
Of course.
As well. But I feel like this might be our first ever where the dark skin girl is not an afterthought and not the least whatever. Anyway, in the UK, that's where I can control.
Yes.
And I just feel like, there's going to be energy for all of them, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the song itself is amazing. Obviously, it's inspired in its lyrics and also in its vibe by a Missy Elliott working.
Yes. Yeah.
I just wish that the music video had all of them together.
Yeah, I get that.
It was shot separately, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm buying into you guys so real. I'm buying into the authenticity of it all. Mm-hmm. And can we just shout out Missy Elliott for embracing the young them so well?
I was saying it on TikTok, I was like, the way she's worked with Briwanwe, Chloe, all them things, that is amazing.
It's very embracing because Missy Elliott is a freaking pyre.
Oh!
Pyre.
Vision near.
Thank you.
Near.
She is different. She was the most. Her and Teyana Taylor were the first time I felt seen because I knew I wasn't girly, but I didn't know what I was. And then I see Missy Elliott. So you know, everyone picks their avatar. Like, who am I like?
Yes.
And I was like, I ain't not like Beyonce. I'm not like Kelly. I'm not Missy. Is like obviously not exactly like me, but she was the closest in terms of just. She made being a girl look fun. And I feel like a lot of times it looks like hard work to me. But she made it look fun. So Missy Elliott is freaking cute. I really enjoy it. I love the album. I love the video. I love the lyrics as well. And I can't wait to see what they do next.
Same here. I love it, you know, because...
Hey, you put me onto them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You put me onto them. Like, I feel like you sing, you make noise. Because I remember when I rated your music. Yeah, you're going to be annoyed with me. It was when you knew about Dochi before everybody else. Because I've been knowing about Dochi as well.
So it was that BT performance that she did with, is it Isaiah Ricard?
You, like, I'm not gonna lie, that's after I knew, but I'm not that guy, I'm not that person, I'm sorry. But, like, when you find good music, you're just like, I'm so proud, so she's amazing. But that's when I knew, I was like, okay, so when you would mention things, whatever, I'll take it in a bit deeper than just passive,
content. I love that.
Yeah, so it's sick.
No, for me, I do love this song. I love this song. I know that the last release that they did, which was Losing You, I was harsh on that. But they sang it at their show, and I take my words back. Losing You, amazing. I do feel like the song maybe was for maybe a mature person going through more in life, but... Into the song, it feels like Flo. It's fun. It's girly. It's young, fresh. I love it. And it looks so sensational. Oh, Stella with the blondes. That's her signature look. She looks fantastic in blonde. Renee, stunning. Georgia, stunning.
Yeah.
Renee. Questioning my sexuality.
No, we gotta talk about it.
What?
Renee's face is made from the 90s.
Yeah.
Somebody clocked out when they were making all the millennials faces. And then that person came back.
Yeah.
And they said, I'm going to do one face. And they said, we're going to do... This girl could have been in Love Jones. She could have been in Love Jones.
Yes.
Like, she makes so much sense. Her face is just really effortlessly... Like, as if I don't know what her sexuality, but if she's straight, like, just whatever. Whoever gets to wake up and just see that, they're just...
They're blessed and highly favoured, honey.
Something feels like that's what she looks like, even without makeup. Yeah. I might be jumping.
Yeah, but something just gives me
that's
her face. Naturally stability.
So shout out to her.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with you, honey. Next up, who should we do now? Adekunle Gold, Party No, They Stop with Zeno Liski. That name, when I was saying
it
before, I was, huh?
Z killed it. I think he did really good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you're on a song, listen.
That man is so fine as well. I know he's married, but he's so fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's my type. If you know my type, that's my type.
Okay, guys, so everybody now, put in your applications.
I like a good melanated man, you know.
Oh, yes?
I need it.
Yes.
I need it.
Yes.
And he's macho.
But also artsy.
Yes. I do love a bit of artsy.
That's like literally my, if I'm being fair, that's like my bag. Not him, but like the mixture of
Look at Bill's not seeing me, please, I beg. he's just my example, not the one.
But like artsy, like someone who's got great dress sense or great artistic expression, but then then like dark skin.
Do you know who I'll say as well that I might get beaten up because they follow me as well? Oh, no. Dabby Hope. Yes, yes, Dabby Hope. Yes, okay. Yes.
Dabby Hope's your type. Okay.
India, you're blessed. And he's blessed to have you too. But listen,
but you're right. They're actually fine, you know. Yeah. The artistic thing with the masculine thing. Yeah. And it feels genuine to him as well. So yeah, shout out to him. I'll let you have Dami. I'll let you have Dami. I'll keep it.
But no, this song, Patty, not this stuff. No, it is a banger. Of course, that's his first single in a while. Since his album,
yeah, his album was
Catch Me If You Can, it's yes. fantastic. I love really that album, album, by the way. One really, of my favorites really of last album. Year.
Yeah.
So yeah, that song is fantastic. Next to Victoria Monet, yes, and Lucky Day with Smoke. Oh, come on, Shaka.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, my dear. Go on.
Would have been that I listened to. I didn't love.
You didn't like it?
I didn't love it.
Oh no!
I didn't love it.
This is off for disagreement.
I know.
What do you like about it?
Okay, so it's fair to have your own opinion as well. I actually took notes because actually, when you sent it to me, that was the first time I actually went and listened to it properly.
Go on, give me your thoughts.
Yeah, so I wrote down the notes.
And I love when people have different opinions as well. Like, we don't all have the same opinions.
I know, but I'm right. No, I'm joking. Okay, what does it? Okay, so yeah, I feel like it was given like. It was meh to me.
Okay.
I feel like if I was like chilling with anyone, but let's say a sweet one, it would be like top on the list when we're actually still focused on watching TV or something. Like it's not, it doesn't give me any particular vibe, especially because when I compare it to other songs, I feel like a lot of times my judgment isn't just in a vacuum. It's like, oh, I compare it to other stuff. Yes. I like, and I definitely like a lot of stuff she's done and he's done above that one. I'm so sorry.
Oh, but that's fair. That's your own opinion. No, I want everyone to have their own opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
I love it though. I love it. And you know what? Yeah, I will say I love the visual as well. I think the visual accompanies it and makes it better. I love the song that she teased after the song in the visual.
Okay.
I don't know what it's titled. No, the visual is, I think, is about being high. So it's a trip.
The bar I got here was like hot box while I hit that box. And I said, okay.
No, hot box
while I hit that box. I was like, okay. I'm not against it, but I'm just like, I mean, I'm against it. Well, I'm not against it. Stop paying attention to me. Go back to my nigga.
Don't kill me, but I love it. I know what? I like the back and forth that they do on the song. I would say that. And yeah, I've missed her. I think because I've missed her as well, that's probably part of it as well.
Yeah.
I would say, though, it might have been nicer as an album track than a single.
Yeah,
I think it could be better as an album track, but yeah. I'm just happy to have her back. I think she's done her first headline show in LA yesterday, and she killed it. Like, it looked fire. She's come to this London ASAP.
Mandy stays on.
Listen, I even saw this morning when I was getting ready.
If one of these publications do not come and grab Mandy right now while he's still humble,
it is well. But I think that is all the time that we have had so much.
Good. Because yes. I was having such a good time.
Do you know what? What it matters to me is that I know listeners are going to enjoy this episode. They're going to enjoy it. It's been so fun. So for the last time, let them know where they can find you.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram on YouTube. My name is Q-O-Y. So that's Koi. My Instagram is I-A-M-Q-O-Y. My TikTok is Big Q, Big Koi, so BIGQOY.
Yeah.
And my YouTube is Koi Lawal, QOYLAWAL. Please subscribe, like,
do you know what's my all the links will be there.
Subscribing and doing all of that is free, you know?
It's free!
But guess what it does? It puts money in my pocket. Yeah. Can you imagine? Have you ever donated to charity and not have to give money? Like, give me the like.
This is the best promo that I've ever heard anyone do.
It's so selfless.
It's facts. It's facts.
It really costs nothing. I just like the way the girl laid her wig. I was like,
you know what, for me, I'm that person that I would like content before they've even finished. Like, I'm going to, if I like the quality of the video 100%. Alone, I'm going to like it.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm also like everybody else, where it's like, oh, you forget it's there, but you have to, man.
And
like, they don't even ask you to buy merch. They say like, subscribe.
It's
so anyway,
true.
But thank you everyone who's been listening. I haven't done something in a while because I didn't want to, and this was really fun.
Thank you.
This was
so
really
much,
really fun.
Love. Thank you so much.
Like, very inspiring. I love that. And can I just say well done to you as well?
And you too.
Like, genuinely.
Thank you
like,
so much.
You have a very good reputation, and that.
I'm trying. I'm not perfect, but I try.
I think it comes from you being genuinely a good dude, like a really good person, very vocal about what you believe in as well.
Thank you.
Consistent.
Oh, it's not easy.
Money, it's not easy what you're doing.
It's not easy.
And what you're building is something that I kind of like really rate 90s babies as well, because they're so consistent. Yes, like they've really built almost like a family.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's an empire, essentially.
That show up every single time. Yeah. It's not flash in the pan kind of thing. And that's what you're building. So I really respect that, babe.
Thank you so much, my love. Come on. Is it the one? And it's been your boy, Manny. Use the hashtag TCM show. Share the pod, the episode. Yes. Follow, rate, leave a comment. Use the hashtag. All them good things there. But as I always end the podcast, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys. Oh, my love! Thank you! Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm like,
oh, you are amazing.